the Wham Bam East Band Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. It's the first week of school. I hope everyone had an amazing summer. All right, today we have just all group interviews. That's right, groups. So our first interview is going to be with hip-hop rap artists Ndidi Cascade and Kia Kadiri. Then we're going to interview a band called Stutter. And once I interviewed them, I ran into another band called Dead End Drive-In. So we interviewed those guys as well. And then we're going to end the show with Rob and Nadine. They're a blues duo. So we got a jam-packed show for you today. So let's get right to it. We're going to head down to Confederation Park in Burnaby, where we interviewed our local rap queens. Here's Ndidi and Kia. Welcome, Ndidi and Kia, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Ndidi Cascade.
And I'm Kia Kadiri.
And you just finished a show here, the Burnaby Summer Series?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. It was an honor to be a part of the Summer Series. So many of the local, very talented artists that we have here representing just a wide range of music. What was your kind of vision for it?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to bring some more Afrocentric artists to the stage and stages of Burnaby. So like more soul, hip hop, reggae vibes to the city of Burnaby. Because I find that, you know, people that live in Burnaby, we often travel elsewhere to check shows, like me, people in Vancouver, Surrey. So I really think it's important to like get our cultural groove happening here in Burnaby.
Totally, and you do it every year?
Oh, this is the first year?
Okay,
because inaugural year. Yeah. You did a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, and how do you guys know each other?
Oh, that's a long story.
Yeah. We met at a show when we were both young MCs, young rap artists.
In the Chameleon Lounge, probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I used to be the top rap artist, and then I saw this. That
I
did along.
It was so funny because we were living the same lives, only I was doing it in Victoria and Ndidi, you know, was doing it here in Vancouver. So I kind of grew up with all the Victoria DJs and eventually started coming over to do shows and work with artists here in Vancouver, and then we met at this one show and I was like, who are you? And then we have spent many years touring together with Metaphor through Art Starts and schools all over the province. And I think we both share the same passion of working with youth and teaching hip-hop to youth and the culture of hip-hop and really giving them their voice and teaching them about their culture and how to use that. You know, Ndidi Cascade is just excellent at leading like the flash mob dance groups and has been known for sort of bringing larger groups of people together for years as well. So it's so nice when we actually get to do shows together. We very rarely get to actually do original music together, even though we've both been admiring each other's music for many years.
So. Awesome. And you rap pretty quick. I saw a YouTube video with the bumblebee.
I do. That's kind of my trademark is Guinness to do World the double Book the double time rap. Yeah, the CBC asked me to do the Bumblebee challenge, the flautist from the VSO, and see who could go faster, the MC or the flute. And yeah, it was a good battle.
Did you beat the flute? I think I beat
the flute.
Teach kids to rap with a little bit of passion, that's where I'm at. From the front to the back, gonna elevate, inspire young minds while we educate, and everybody can relate because we break it down. Metaphor brings sounds of the underground, a mixed truth with the streets over crazy beats, and tell the history of the elements of those we meet. Not too many people can write the raps, kick the facts over classical tracks. I break down elements of rhythm and math, using melodies and harmonies and beats of class. All I really want is a bit of respect as I try to connect to make people reflect, send you the message in the form of a text as I'm moving through the time of what comes next. The things keep the world together, tranquility and calm, show the change of weather. Now check the power pounce, now tuck the tether, get back to the center like a snap whenever. Life is complex, it's a blessing and a hex, and I only want the person if I let myself rest. Been a long quest, but I won't stop till the next test. Come on, we're just right. Vibration, make you meditate to hear my philosophy. Breathe, take a step back, use your creativity to analyze the facts. Put your passion in direction, whatever the endeavor. More traction, only get it better. Steadily improve, you can do it forever. Don't stress if you do, it's cool to get breath. Yeah, sky and the earth make a beautiful pair. Beauty of the people with their hands in the air. Beauty of the movement, not so rare. You can trust, just come through the care.
And you went to SFU. You're an SFU alumni.
That is correct.
Yes. Just wanted to know, what did you study at SFU?
Communications and social geography.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I started off in the film program and then I switched pathways. And I actually had a radio show at CJSF called The Sagittarists.
No way!
That was pre-9/11. So.
No way!
It was a hip-hop, underground hip-hop show, like mostly East Coast hip-hop. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I got roots. I got roots with CJSF.
Oh, so, for sure. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about one of your music videos, if you want to pick one, and tell us about it.
Okay, let's talk about Real Mathematics.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? That was like, I think my first music video that I did with Third Eye Tribe, a song called Real Mathematics. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible because the graphics in that video, I think it was from 2003. And I think that they were just like 10 steps ahead of other music videos in terms of like the computer graphics. And so I was really kind of blown away. It took many years to complete, and it's, but it's still incredible. And I actually, we need an HD version of it. So I think it just has like the old school version online. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Real Mathematics, check it out.
Do you know where you're going to? Anybody knows the inner eye, guys, what you're going through. Figure out that when in doubt, feel like the vibe's so alive. You ride to the other side. When you cry, it's a blessing and a lesson in the sky. Divide in the time and the inner eye. Cause the meek shall inherit and share it with the last of the class base. And that is cast in the dark to spark this. Off like a car, ignition on a mission, got a vision for the people. We all equal, down for the cause, never fall into awe of the devilish claw. Call out, win it out. Maybe then you know what I'm talking about. Cause sinners and beginners need to work to be winners as they linger in the body of the
tell
absolute.
Me, do you know?
Teased me, no respect, you get locked in the freezy. You expect to be next on TV. See me
rabbit. It's all good. Let's drive in as we should. And I would stand where the best good. Words easy. How about the action? Corruption be causing distraction. Packed in, spots like Manhattan. Acting and twisting the Latin. I'm backed in a corner with no walls. Invisible, snapping with no jaws. A physical dimension beyond laws. Impossible to know what you just saw. Nameless, the vibe past the roll call. I woke up in some light that called wrong.
It's so much fun. I'm so tempted to press it again, but maybe later. Let's go back to the interview.
Any recommendations for kids that want to rap? Any tips? Oh.
What I would do when I was growing up, like I would just kind of practice with freestyling. So the way you can start is just like listening to different beats and just kind of scatting over beats and just finding your own rhythm and then just dropping in words to freestyle. And then eventually you can start writing raps and putting together songs and just really listening deeply to other artists and other forms of music too, just so you can actually learn about the roots of hip hop. That's really important. It's like if you're gonna rap, you should learn about the roots of hip hop, where hip hop comes from, how it's
how it voice started, for empowerment. How it evolved.
Yeah, you can learn, yeah.
I think it's really important too. One of the first things I teach people is just how to count the bars of the rhythm, right? Understanding the beat. And so just like 1, 2, 3, 4, like the natural way that we feel in music. Mm-hmm. It's important to understand how music is created in that sense, and right. Then you can understand how and where to put your rhymes, and so that's usually a good starting point. But yeah, just listen to as much music as you can, and try to just get
try
a feel.
Be as authentic as you can too. Try to find your own voice if you can.
Absolutely.
That's important. That's why freestyle is important.
Yeah.
That's how we grew up. We grew up like freestyling our way to identity, right?
Yeah. You know, you can't always rap along to some of your. You know, I know some of the kids would be like, oh, I know Rap God or something. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that you probably can't execute Rap God. Even though they think that they can, but you know, if they at least if you're practicing and you're listening, it's a good technique. But like I said, a lot of the old school rappers were a lot slower, so it's like nowadays so many of the younger artists already rap at a very fast
super fast.
So it's hard to just come in at a Joyner Lucas level or to come in at a Kendrick Lamar level, right? You need to kind of go back to the KRS-One tempo and then go back to the Chuck D level. But at the same time, you're going to get an appreciation for where and why this music was birthed, right? We really talk about the struggle that people of color faced and minorities faced in New York in the 70s and all through the 80s, and just that is really important to understand that hip hop was birthed out of like people that were struggling, people that needed to deal with a lot of the violence and the drugs that was happening in their communities, and really just use their voices to bring together the communities as a way to try and fight the violence, right? So that is really the essence of hip hop, right? It is a culture of immigrants brought together, sharing their voices in a way that was used to unify. And that's kind of like the roots of Afrika Bambaataa and Zulu Nation, and understanding that was really, that's the essence, right? If you go back to hip hop and you really want to know it, then you go there, and then we get into all the different styles and flavors and artists that were, you know, the Nas's and the Tupacs and everyone that were the great storytellers, right? Because there's so many.
Just know your roots.
Lastly, I just noticed your earrings are the same.
Because I always steal her earrings, and they don't come back.
Come back to me. allow
and it. And I knew she was going to wear these ones today.
I know, I kind of like her, you know, adopting my style. Like, I'm like, I'm her stylist. Yes. I'm like, okay, this is
perfect. It's perfect. True.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby!
Baby, baby!
Well, yeah!
East Van for life!
Next, we have Stutter after the break.
This is the Beyond That Show, 90.1 FM. My name is El Comity, LCOMMAT, aka LFEY88. I'm YBR, PC's real, born and raised, 8 Mile Freestyle Finalist, feature form Shade Records, open up for people like Wendell to a mentor, and that is the point.
Beyond That, Kama Ariano Lopez is a local multifaceted Canadian visionary talent. Every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m., join him for the freshest hip-hop and positive inspirational good vibes from all musical genres. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Welcome, Stutter, to the Wham Bam East Van Show! Woo! Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Heather on drums.
I'm Bree, I play bass.
I'm Jono, I do vocals and I play guitar.
Hi, I'm guitar, I do Ralph.
Awesome! All right, now your band is called Stutter.
Yes.
Do any of you stutter?
I do when I'm very anxious. So, and a lot of our songs, like the subject matter is kind of like about anxiety and just kind of what goes on in my head. So yeah, that's kind of where the idea for the name came from.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, now we're here at Suna Studios in East Vancouver. It's the long weekend. What did you guys do?
It was my birthday, so...
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, thank you! Went to the PNE, which is awesome.
Love the PNE.
Yeah, well, I hung out with her for part of it. It was her birthday.
Nice. We also hung out with her for a birthday, and then I did the Gross Grind today, so that was fun.
You did the Gross Grind, and then you went to band practice?
Yeah.
And how many minutes does it take for you to go up the mountain?
Today I did it in 46 minutes.
That's amazing.
I'm
so impressive.
I used to do it like a fair amount back in the day, so like wow. I was like, yeah, no, it was a good time.
And do you walk down as well?
Or
do
No,
then you take
just
the,
up and then the gondola
the
down.
Gondola.
Yeah.
Okay.
Casual.
Ralph, what did you do?
Sober the whole weekend. Actually went to Bible studies.
Excellent. That's great. All right, now we're gonna talk about your music video, Bletch. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was a day. That was a day.
We get a lot of messages about it. Like, what did I just watch? We wrote the treatment for it, and I used to work in film. So we brought in a lot of old film friends, and I designed the costume, and then we all worked together on it. It was cool. It was like a DIY situation that makes people question our moral standpoint.
Exactly.
On what we think about ice cream.
Yeah, and we're very thankful for Brie because she like pretty much like with that mascot, she pretty much made it, and she just kind of like, I mean, like I guess I kind of helped, but you pretty much just told me what you
need.
Like
yeah,
you're like the, you
helped.
Were like the mastermind behind that, and then like. I think we just thought it would be a funny idea to have just like a like an ice cream mascot going about his day.
Happy and it go just lucky, be, just
yeah,
his day not going
just
right.
Just being like the worst day ever. And then like, I forget whose idea it was, but like we wanted him to go to work and get caught watching like ice cream porn. So we just thought that was a really funny idea.
That was Matt's idea.
That was Matt's idea. Yeah, one of the producers. That was his idea.
Yeah, we're like, how can we make this more weird?
Fire's a break.
And we're back with the stutter.
You like that video? You like that
video? You like that? Yeah. Like blood, sweat, and tears. I'm right. Not lying.
And it was so was emotional. I totally felt for Ice Cream Dude. Yeah. I totally felt good. For him. Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about your favorite flavored ice cream and why.
All right. Well, I'm a bubblegum or cotton candy girl all the way because I'm 5 years old on the inside.
That's
and
reflective.
I've never
of
moved
you.
On. Yeah.
That's reflective.
Yeah.
Heathers are like on. Really sweet and like. Bubbly, so that makes sense to me. This is a very like in-depth.
It's delicious. It's the
situation.
Best flavor. It's the best flavor.
Mine is, I would say, cookies and cream. Mm-hmm. Like cookies and cream, or like cookie dough. I'll usually get like extra cookie dough. Mm-hmm. Just give me a bowl of cookie dough, and I think I'm happy with that.
Excellent.
I think for me, I'm like torn between like caramel cluster and like I love caramel and I love banana. So like, it's either gonna be like caramel cluster or banana fudge.
Both.
Yeah. Both together. Yeah.
I got a new favorite. It's the Slam Dunk McFlurry.
Yeah.
Favorite ice cream flavor.
So what made you guys come to this rehearsal space?
That's a question I have answers.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
okay,
we jammed at like my place, my basement
for like
a while.
2 years.
For like 2 years, and then I don't know.
Your parents were like,
no.
Get out.
Yeah, fuck. Get
fuck out.
That's
I'm
where
sorry,
my drums are.
I don't know
are,
if we can
so
swear, but
like,
they're like, get out.
Yeah, they're like, get. So we're like, okay, we'll get a jam space. And
so
we got a jam space.
Yeah, with our pals Brass, and
yeah.
It's pretty good.
And that was Brass with Strut Punchin'. All right, and to find them on YouTube, you have to go Brass Vancouver. That's how you find their YouTube videos. Okay, now let's get back to Stutter. All right, now you guys have a show coming up.
We do.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
Well, we have the Canby on Wednesday, September 15th.
Yes.
And that will be our first show back.
And who are you playing with?
We are playing with
Quit It.
Wrong.
Quit It, yes.
Quit It.
Wrong, yeah.
And I think the last
Frank
one.
Love.
Frank Love.
Frank Love.
Yes.
Yeah. That will be really fun. We've never played the Canby before, and we are extremely rusty and cannot wait.
Yeah, exactly.
And then this Saturday, we're playing the Fox Cabaret.
The Fox. Yeah. Oh, nice. And who are you playing that show with?
Oh my gosh.
Russian Tim and Pavel.
It's quite the bill. Five people and because unfortunately our show previously got canceled with that. Yeah. The city shut it down.
Right.
So we're like, let's just combine it and Contra Code.
Stranded Hikers,
Bosses.
It's the first show, Bosses.
First show, yeah.
I can't wait to watch them play. I can't wait to watch all those plays.
Yeah, do you know them personally or no?
Some of them
we do. Yeah.
I know them intimately.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them are from a band called Anthems who actually they run our label, our Early Onset Records. So yeah.
Excellent.
A lot of crossover episodes.
Yeah.
In the Vancouver music scene, there's always someone. You walk into a room and you're like, yay!
Or you just
play like one show.
Yeah. Or you just walk along Commercial Drive and you'll see like 100 people. It's like, oh, I play. Oh, I think I played a show with. Oh, hey, I know you.
It's really nice walking into a space, and being like, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yeah, it's a little family reunion.
All right. Totally. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wham Bam
East Van!
They're so much fun. Oh my gosh, I love them. All right, so when I was leaving the building, I ran into another band called Dead End Drive-In, and they agreed to do an on-the-spot interview.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Joel Panis. I play drums in Dead End Drive-In.
My name is Matt. I sing and play guitar in Dead End Drive-In.
Spader, guitar. Angus, guitar.
All right, now we're here at the Suna Studios. How long have you guys been playing here?
Three or four years.
When did Sanctuary close down?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years.
And then how can you describe your sound?
It's kind of anthemic punk rock. It's very guitar heavy.
Yeah.
We have 3 guitars, so there's a lot of noodly bits and guitar harmonies.
All right, now let's pick one of your music videos. Which one do you like?
Echo Chamber.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of about, it's a story about a guy who hates our band.
Okay.
That it actually, tries to mess up our shows and kidnaps one of the guys.
Oh yeah? One of these guys right here?
Yeah.
Which one? I guess we'll listen to it.
You'll have to find out.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
You gotta watch it to find out, folks.
I can't remember
who
gets kidnapped. Nobody gets kidnapped.
No, they got kidnapped. They definitely got kidnapped. That's why you gotta watch it.
Chamber in the echo chamber in the
All right, so who are we missing here?
We're missing our bass player, Dana Edwards. He's on a camping trip.
So. Oh, nice! Yes, because it is a long weekend.
It's
what
a long
did you guys
weekend.
Do for the long weekend?
I played some golf on Friday.
Oh,
no,
nice.
Not on Friday, on Saturday.
And where do you golf?
I golfed at Riverway in Burnaby. And it got
yes.
rained out.
How about you? What did you do?
Spader and I did karaoke last night. It was our first time going to karaoke since the pandemic. It's actually my first time performing in front of a crowd the pandemic. So. Yeah.
And then what song did you sing?
I duetted Aqua, Barbie Girl,
yes,
with my
classic.
Girlfriend. Yeah. And what else did I sing?
Jailbreak,
Thin Lizzy, yeah, horribly I did that, yeah.
How about you, what did you sing?
I sang Proud Mary by Tina Turner, yeah, rolling.
Yeah.
And I sang Rain is a Good Thing by Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a recent favorite.
I say, I say a couple songs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so now that we're talking about genres, are there different genres that you like to listen to?
For me, mostly rock, punk rock in particular.
Yeah.
I grew up on pop punk.
Yeah.
And that's a big influence for me.
Okay, how about you?
Yeah, I listen to tons of music. I like hip-hop, jazz, just everything under the sun. It's all good to me.
Same rock, punk, metal.
Yep,
yeah, you name it, I listen
metal.
To a lot. Yeah, hip-hop as well. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm rock, hip-hop, just getting the metal now, but I love soul music too.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, pretty much everything, classical. I hate modern country though.
Okay.
Except for Luke Bryan's Rain. That's the only song I can handle.
All right. Is there any soul bands here in Vancouver?
There used to be Chains of Love. I remember them.
Chains
okay.
of Love?
Yeah,
Chains
I'm not
of
really
love?
Aware of local
right?
soul music, but if there is, I want to hear
funk.
It. Huh? Five Alarm Funk? Yeah, that's funk music. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm into that.
There used to be a band called Funk Shui that were pretty good. I don't know if they're still around, but they were good.
Sweet. I will check them out.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan!
Yeah, baby. Woo! That's it.
Here's Five Alarm Funk right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
tonight's entertainment. For me.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA, and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Next, we have pet lovers Rob and Nadine, and we did their interview a few months ago when summer started, so we get to finally hear their interview.
All right, welcome Rob and Nadine to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, introduce yourselves to the world.
Well, I'm Nadine States, Canadian though, all the way.
Rob Montgomery, local Vancouver Kitsilano.
Okay, and talk about your sound.
Our sound, I think, it's us. It's
soul, R&B, with a little jazz, bit of rock, blues, and beyond.
Yeah,
right. That's sort of what people often explain.
Yeah, we try and hit everything. We got a little Motown feel, a little bit of old soul, and a little gospel up in there.
Nadine's probably the greatest singer in the world, in my opinion. So.
Thank you.
And how do you guys know each other?
We've known each other for about 15 years at least.
Oh, longer.
Longer, yeah.
The 90s.
Yeah, since the 90s. I know, time goes by so fast. Yes. So she's been part of the Incognito band for a long time. We met at the Yale,
I believe,
back in the days when it was the best blues bar in town.
Do we have any Tina Turner fans out here? Tina Turner, baby! I know that she's been to Vancouver before. And I know that when she was
song came from.
You know, we've always talked about doing some duo stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it just all came together before COVID.
Yes, before COVID.
And it was like...
And even more through COVID.
Yeah, and then through COVID, if there was a show that would be working, it'd be a smaller band, not the big band, yeah. Right? So this has turned into a magical thing, and we're just having so much fun.
Yes, and we've been so blessed in being able to work through the pandemic and just to share some love and light and sunshine for everybody that's not able to be out contribute to the live music.
Totally.
So
yeah.
We've got that, and we're just we're grateful to be able to share, you know, and because music feeds the soul, and it keeps us going. It alters the mood. So if you're in a bad place. Put on, listen to music, come out and listen to us. We'll make sure that you leave smiling.
That's
with
right.
A song in
and
your heart.
We're at the White Hart Pub.
Exactly.
And you guys play here every now and then?
Yeah, we play here now and then. We play all over the place. Mm-hmm. We play all lots.
Yes, and you're also in a ladies group.
Ladies Sing the Blues. It's another show I'm in.
And you're part of it as well.
So
tell me about that.
Well, it's a group of collective souls and women of Vancouver. They've been singing for years.
Which is really the incognito band with guests, right?
I see.
So it's like, in essence, that's the same. It's all the same players who we play together with all the time. And then we invite some other ladies in as guests.
It's a family base for the incognito group because we are the nucleus of it.
And exactly, yeah.
It's just opening up for different alleys, different venues, or I should say genres of music and that as well.
What other collaborations have you done?
We've done benefits for Blues for Cause. That's for the SPCA.
Yeah.
And we've done the cancer benefits and Alzheimer's.
Kids with cancer.
Kids with cancer and the Alzheimer's benefit. And we've had... Jim Burns sit in with us, and Jerry Doucette, Murray Porter, a bunch of beautiful seasoned musicians, and it's
all
just,
part of our community.
So
we'd
family.
Like to be a big part of that.
Here's a sample of Jerry Doucette. Let's see if you recognize this one. Here's "Mama Let Him Play." You post a lot about pets. So do you have your own?
I do. Yes. I just adopted a sweet little girl from from she came from Mexico, from Tijuana, Mexico.
Yep.
You see the pictures of her? The,
I think so,
the
yep.
little Tamlin. She's so adorable.
She is.
She's
poses.
1 year old. Yeah. She's 1 year old, and I can honestly say because she loves hot weather. I like hot weather. Not this. This is too hot. And she's from Mexico, right?
Right.
Anyway, she's adorable. So we're all animal people. She's got a nice kitty cat too, and we've all got we're all very animal oriented. So bringing together musicians that love animals,
mm-hmm.
and you know, doing some good deeds that for the SPCA and stuff
is
kind of a neat thing, because we have one thing that's so neat about Nadine and I is we're blessed with a lot of great music lovers that mm-hmm. follow us loyally.
Yes.
They're really good.
We've got a good fan base.
Yeah, we've got a great fan base. So it's really nice to get everybody together, celebrate our love for animals, and raise money to help the poor. Through music, yeah.
Awesome, and you were on the Kits magazine.
I was, yes. I boarded, raised in Kitsilano, and the magazine said, hey, we'd like to do so. I said, oh, sure, okay, just send me a few questions. Next thing you know, it's a full freaking thing in the cover. I was knocked out. I was like, oh, wow, this is amazing, yeah.
What do you like about Kits?
Well, it's where I grew up. It's sort of changing. It's not as cool. It used to be a little more funky. It's pretty uptown. It's pretty uptown. It's pretty expensive.
It used to be funky. Okay, like the beach. You mean there was hippies
The hippie era, Fourth Avenue, used to be, you know, used to be much more cheaper to live.
A little laid back.
A little more laid back. It was just a little less trendy.
Okay.
A little less yuppie-like, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. But it's great. Still great. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And where did you grow up, Nettie?
I'm an East Van girl.
Yeah,
yes.
East Van.
Yes.
Woohoo! Well, my show is called Wham Bam East Van.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. There you go.
East Van all the way.
Yeah.
I've got some East Vanners coming tonight, so this is going to be great. And haven't been able to, through the year, not be able to connect with the people on a regular basis as we usually are, and taken out of our natural element of being on stage, playing every weekend. It kind of took a little toll, and you know, a little insanity stir crazy started sitting in. But lucky, God is blessing us that we had the opportunities to play in places that nobody else was able to be playing in.
Yeah.
Do you guys do weddings too?
We do.
We've done
weddings. We've done.
And we're actually going to be doing Nadine's wedding again.
Yes.
Like
congratulations.
The celebration, which has been. Yes, they just got married.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a big celebration.
We're doing it up. The whole reception.
Yeah.
A party. So musicians are going to be, the band is playing.
Yes.
How are you guys going to do that when I'm getting married? I'm going to be
in your wedding dress.
We'll throw you the mic. And all your hard work.
Thanks a lot for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
And you can catch Rob Montgomery and Nadine States Unplugged. They're playing a show at Second Floor Gas Town, October 15th. That's 300 Water Street. They have two shows, one at 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So what you could do is reserve your seats online. They're $12. And, party of six. So, yes, only bubble of six. Okay. It's the end of the show. I want to thank all of my guests for participating today, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. All right, we're going to end the show with a song called Vancouver Day. Here's Rob Montgomery and Friends. All right, we'll see you all next week. Good night. Thank you.
next up is a hip-hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.